The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Our next guest is a mother, a grandmother, an activist who works with young people to educate about issues surrounding bullying. She has written a new book, If I Could Hold You Again, A Daughter's Secret Torment from Bullying. And it's a mother's journey from devastating loss to forgiveness. That devastating loss was, unfortunately, the suicide of her daughter, Leanne. Colette Wolfe, thank you very much for joining us. That was 12 years ago that you lost your daughter to suicide. Does the pain ever ease?
For me, it was never going to end. Leanne would have turned 18 on the 10th of March, and she died on the 23rd of March. And I'd say it wasn't going to take me long before I would have ended my own life. But I'm very blessed. I've gone from a journey from hell to hope, and I have found God in between us. So a God that I never thought existed, because when you read my book, you'll see I came through sexual abuse and rape. So I never looked for God when I was growing up. I couldn't read or write. I was told I was stupid in school, and I left school very early. I just thought I was a real woman that was able to cope with a lot of things that happened in her life. But when Leanne died, I wasn't coming through this. I waited 6 years for Leanne. And when she was born, I felt complete because I wanted more children and I knew she was my last. I just loved being a mom. I wasn't good at much else, I felt. I would have cleaned rather than go for any interviews or work because I wouldn't have had the confidence. I didn't want to live mad after Leanne. It was just too hard. It was too lonely. It was too much pain and too much guilt and a lot of shame.
Well, sorry, why do you say guilt and shame? Why do you feel some sort of responsibility?
Well, I don't feel it now because God gives great healing for that. But when it's suicide, my child didn't die from a car accident. She didn't die from cancer. She ended up taking her own life, and I knew nothing about what was going on in her life. As a mother at the time, I felt I should have known and I should have seen the signs, which I didn't. And we were a very close family. I think, Matt, for the people that I deal with now, that comes with the territory, with suicide. Suicide causes an awful lot of guilt and an awful lot of shame. I dealt with it with even my own children. My own children carried so much guilt. It took my son a long time to open up what he was felt guilty about.
The fact that you hadn't seen the issues that were affecting Leanne, is it?
When you think of it, you have a healthy child. You look at this child, she was 18, you know, you get him to 18, and beautiful looking girl, very popular girl and loved. But we knew nothing about this part of her life,
and
only
what
just
was
an
the
instant.
Part of that life? What was going on that drove her to what happened?
A lot of bullying. She left 5 years' diaries. We found them on the morning of her funeral. My daughter found them, and they were horrendous, to be quite honest. We had to do them through counselling. 2 years previous, Leanne came home with a black eye and we thought we got it sorted. But when you read her diaries, you see that we made her a lot worse.
How did you think you got it sorted? Had you gone to her school in relation
yes,
to this?
Yes, we went to the parents and we went to the girl herself and we told them that we would involve the guards if it ever happened again. Leanne was the youngest of three. She never got smacked. Her brother would have never laid a hand on her. I came up through a home where there was violence, so I wasn't going to have her in my home. I didn't want that. So when I seen Leanne that day with the black eye, even though she didn't want us to do anything, we didn't realise at that stage that, you know, there was name calling, there was a whole lot involved, and then things got so bad after that when you read them in the diaries.
She put them into the diaries. Did she ever speak to anybody? Did she ever look for help from anybody?
I know that I read near her death, she goes to the school counselling to let them know that she's not able to cope. But when I went down to ask after she died, they said through her being deceased, they couldn't tell me what took place.
Which must have made it harder for you as well, did it?
It did really, because I wanted answers. I wanted, you know, this child that I adored and I loved and her father loved. And you know, they were loved children. I'm not saying that we didn't make mistakes, Matt. I'm a parent. I made mistakes. You know, if I didn't, you know, I'm not Superman, but I loved my children and I still love my children. But with Leanne, I couldn't understand why she couldn't bring this to our attention. But when you talk to a lot of other people, I speak in school. schools now, and it's fairly common that they don't.
Talk to me a little bit about your work as an activist. How did you get involved in that, and what do you do for people?
Well, to be quite honest, the guard that was involved on the night of my daughter's death, Mac Ryan, he's actually in the book. He's the guard that introduced us to God. I never thought God was real, but I went on a journey to see if I could find the God that Mac Ryan had and his wife had and their children. And I found him. I found him in the railway station. Well, God was always there, but I was the one that was lost. And he gives me the strength to deal with people that are not only suicidal, but alcoholism, prescription drugs as rage. And I don't know if it's in Dublin, but we have an awful lot of it here in Cork and a whole load of other things. So I use my home. My home is not my home anymore. It's God's home. And I use it for people that, you know, that they can come down for coffee. Sometimes with suicide, you don't only have one in a family. You could have two and you could have three, because sometimes the help is not there. People deal with it differently. I could see that in my own home.
Well, I mean, you said yourself that you were worried that you, well, you say in retrospect, you might have taken your own life in response to what happened.
I went to the railway station to end my own life. I'm very honest in the book, Matt, and I know that sometimes it's better for when you're after reading the book, you kind of understand more where I'm coming from.
But can tell me, how do you help young people now, teenagers who might feel that they're in the same situation as Leanne, who are suffering from bullying? What help do you actually give them, given that you tried to intervene in the way that I think most parents mm-hmm. would have intervened if they see their daughter with a physical injury as a result of bullying, and you say things actually got worse? So from your experience, what do you now tell teenagers how to deal with issues of bullying?
I tell them that suicide is definitely not the answer, that they won't be there for the funeral. They won't be there for the flowers and the singing. They won't be there for these bullies to make them sorry, because I said they won't be there and they won't see it. I tell them that there's another way, that, you know, that they'll get through this. There's a lot we can do. Like the very first school I spoke in, there was 300 young people. And I was told before I spoke, there wasn't one of those children not dealing with an issue. So when I sit and talk to him, I explain to him that, you know, the person that you're sitting next to, that you could call a name to today, could have left his home, or she could have left her home. She could have been already called a name. She could be already dealing with something in her home. I tried to teach him that bullying is not the answer. And, you know, I've come a long way, and I've forgiven Leanne's bullies. It wasn't easy and it didn't come easy.
Did they ever apologise? Did they ever express any remorse for the treatment they had meted out to Leanne?
No.
Never?
No.
Do you think they even realised their responsibility?
Leanne's story was very public, and it was the first time in Irish history where they were subpoenaed into her inquest, not by us. I would have preferred if they weren't brought in at the time, because we were so broken, and her dad and her brother and sister were so broken. At the time, they didn't care. I don't know what way they are now, Matt, to be quite honest. And I personally don't think anybody deliberately goes out to bully somebody to death. I think this got so out of control. It wasn't only physical, it wasn't only mental, it wasn't only texting, it wasn't only Bebo. Car was vandalised twice, to an extent the second time that it cost €800 to get repaired. The first time it was only not even a week old. It was a brand new Yaris, metallic black, and they battered it completely. You couldn't see it with eggs, milk and flour. So, you know, I don't think sometimes they realise the effects that it can have on the person that they're doing it to. I know that when I read Leanne's diaries, the hardest parts was to read when you see a 16-year-old to write down that I'm nothing and I'm nobody. Think of what you say to someone, it can leave a lasting effect. I just feel they need to be educated in how to treat people, really. I think in the last few years, things has got worse, because communication is really lacking now with the phones and all the other devices that's been used. I teach them, Matt, love. It's not hard to love somebody. You might not like them, but you can keep it distant. If you're not into this person, you don't have to make their life a living hell. You know, we're in this world for a short period. You know, I always ask them, what do you want to be remembered for? Do you want to be remembered for the person that made somebody's life a living hell? Or do you want to be the person that stood up and said, listen, that's not nice? And it seems to work in the schools so far that I'm speaking in. And it doesn't only be schools. It happens in the workforce also. all the time, and it happens in all walks of life. I don't know the reasons why, and I can't, because as I told you, I left school so young that I had very little education. But I just tried to show them the effects that bullying had on Leanne and how her family, you know, crumbled. And it nearly cost us our life, to be quite honest. I had cancer removed 12 months after Leanne died because the grief was so intense. My husband could barely talk. My daughter had a tumour only removed only 2 years ago, and they reckon it was growing for a couple of years. And she's only a young girl. My son nearly came to the brink of death himself, because he missed his sister and he felt that she couldn't come to him.
Colette, we will leave it there, but it's a very honest and moving story. It's been written with the help of Brian Finnegan. The book is called If I Could Hold You Again, A Daughter's Secret Torment from Bullying and a Mother's Journey from Devastating Loss to Forgiveness. Colette Wolfe, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on The Last Word today.
And thank you, Matt. Thank you. God bless.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.